from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But Major League Baseball is considering a pretty drastic change going forward. That would be 6-inning minimums for starting pitchers. Under this discussion, right, we know they've introduced a pitch clock along with some other rules here recently, but according to ESPN's Jesse Rogers, they're considering making it a requirement. Now, there's some exceptions. If you get to 100 pitches, or you give up 4 or more earned runs, or you get hurt, you can still leave early. So if you're just getting rocked in the second inning and you give up 5 runs in the second, they can still pull you. I think I know why they're doing this, and it makes sense to me. Name and star power. True aces were a thing that we all, like, you used to be able to tell me back in the early 2000s or late 90s.
I could tell you the starting five for 10 teams in baseball, probably.
Yeah, maybe the starting five. At minimum, you knew the ace of each team. Mm-hmm. Or number, you know, there were truly
Verlander,
aces.
Kershaw, like even in my, you know, our generation.
I think from a branding perspective and star power in baseball, this is a smart move. You know, there's stipulations, maybe they can tweak it, but not having the closer role or the opener role, I'm sorry, that would be a big thing. I actually like this, and this is good for baseball if they do this. We can call it gimmicky all we want, but we mentioned growing the game. This is one way to do it.
Okay, so I'm a little bit torn on this. I don't think the idea itself is bad. It's hard for me to argue that Manfred's on a bit of a heater. Like, Manfred's recent decisions on the growth and stability of the sport called have been pretty damn strong, right? Can you argue the other side of it? I really can't. So it seems like this. There's two things I think that are really important to keep in mind here. I absolutely do not want this to be in the postseason. I think you can gimmick your way all the way through 162 games as many times as you want, Gold. In the postseason, don't tell me how I can win a World Series. I should be able to claw, scratch, I should be able to fight. It's like the, it's not a brother fight anymore. It's whatever I want. I'm going to hit you with a chair to win the damn game. It shouldn't matter. There are no rules, in my opinion, in the way we go about winning a World Series. For 162 games, I don't care. It's fine. For the same reason that in a regular season of a soccer season, you can draw. But when it's the postseason, you can't draw. You do a shootout. You decide a winner. So I think for that perspective, I want to avoid it. I guess the one thing I would say is that baseball's never done a particularly good job at promoting its stars. I just don't think it's stars or starting pitchers right now. They should just spend their focus promoting Bobby Wood Jr. and Ellie De La Cruz and Aaron Judge and Shohei. And for whatever it is right now, I think we might just be in an era of baseball where the starting pitcher isn't the star. And I'm not sure it's because he's not going 230 innings. I think it's just the star power lies with the players right now.
The other part, though, that they're arguing, those that are in favor of this, is that this could help solve the arm injury problem. what is the one discussion this year that has come up time and time again? Hey, pitchers are pitching max velocity because that's what they have to do. And they know they're not pitching seven innings usually. Max velocity. And it's mentioned in this same piece that, quote, proponents of the six inning mandate believe that pitchers would have to stop relying so heavily on max velocity. It would set up their training around navigating longer starts rather than overpowering stuff. And in theory, starters pacing themselves to pitch deeper into games could help the alarming rate of major arm injuries suffered by pitchers. And it also would give hitters a better chance at the plate, more offense, which is typically what fans want.
See, they're burying the lead there. This is not about getting pitchers in for the seventh. This is about homers. You force that guy to go a third time through the order, which we all know is a terrible idea. If you are a manager or managing a starting pitching staff, if you make them go the third time through the order, Vinny's going to slug some more homers off that guy. Bobby's going to hit some more home runs off that guy, because baseball shifted once they realized that the third time you see a starting pitcher, the more likely you are to get a hit off. Now, look, maybe some of that is because of fatigue. Maybe that is the max velocity, something we can't measure. And then if they had to go 95 miles per hour the entire game instead of 99, maybe their effectiveness the third time through the order would be stronger. Now, I'll tell you, they ran those numbers way back when, and third time through the order has mattered pretty much forever, even when guys weren't doing max velocity. I understand the arm pitching thing, but what's funny about that is baseball can't fix that problem. That's a youth problem. Everyone will tell you who follows the sport, it's because kids who are 16 years old won't get noticed by scouts unless they're throwing 97 anymore.
But that's the trickle-down effect, right? The hope is that if in baseball, if it's not prioritized as much, you know, then as someone that is trying to make it to the big leagues, college and the big leagues, that's not a requirement for you. Whereas if you're a college pitcher right now, or you're right, a high school pitcher, you better be throwing, if you want to get a strong look, you better be throwing max velocity and as high as you can if you want to get an attention, and that leads to some arm injuries. Someone texted in 913-586-7965 on the Jay Southland Toe Service text line and said, yeah, but if it's fourth inning and your starter has 110 pitches, gives up seven runs, he has to stay in. No, he would not. That's the exception to the rule here. If a pitcher throws 100 pitches or gives up four runs or more, or gets hurt, he can leave early. So yeah, the scenario,
they're not going to just let you lose a game because the guy's got the bases loaded, already given up four runs, and it's the first. They're not going to make you Vin Mazzaro him through five more innings.
Yeah, no. So there's exceptions to this rule that they're discussing, and we'll see. I mean, it's a big change if in fact they agree to this. This is not something that sounds like for sure going to happen, but it's out there. I don't hate it. I get the logic, and they're viewing it more of the arm injury. I'm viewing it more as, hey, marketability. Let's start, having value these aces and these pitchers that how the game used to be.
I understand, but we're never going back to guy throws nine inning complete games. Like, we're never going back to the Nolan Ryan era. I don't think we're ever going back to 200 innings pitched.
Well, if this rule happens, I think we would.
You'll get closer
to 200 innings because,
have they considered the fact that this will have the reverse effect, and that if you force them to put that many innings on their arm, they won't go lower velocity, they'll go max velocity, and they'll just be more arm injuries? Because you forced them to get to 100 pitches on a day that they should have only been throwing 72.
Well, I would hope
it was 80 degree humidity and it was 101 degrees, and that man shouldn't have been out there throwing that long anyway.
I would hope, though, training staffs, pitching staffs, organizations would understand why that would be a problem. Everybody would have to adjust.
I think look, maybe you're right, and then we'll all make the adjustment and everybody will make the best of it. But I think it's more about offense than anything else. Just like anything else, they want more scoring. They don't want to make the starting pitchers the stars. They want homers. They want the ball over the damn fence. And if you force those guys to pitch to other people, that's going to happen a lot of times.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.